Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hour number two of the program happening right now here on Fan After Dark. Fred Davis, the phenom Blake Elliott, and allegedly, well, there's no, let me allegedly here in a second. That's not allegedly. That is Trevor Beck, a.k.a. Trevor the Creator. Nothing allegedly there. But allegedly, we're going to have some sort of fan phenom off on our show on a Saturday.
This Saturday?
Oh, I don't know if it's this Saturday, but there's scuttlebutt.
So the people that won the fan phenom, do they know who they are yet?
I don't. I only go off of the little bit that Gavin's told me and a little bit that you told me.
If Gavin called you and said you won, text into the program.
If you're listening.
Yeah. if you're listening. That would be pretty smart, right? If you won, to probably be listening to the show you're going to be jumping on.
Or they're sizing us up.
But you would still want to listen, right?
I would think. Yeah. I mean, I remember I listened to you guys when I was.
And we know.
Before.
I'll be fine. That's what they're working with.
Says it every time. I listened to you guys and I wasn't worried.
What? Who said that?
You.
About what?
Me. Us.
I never said that.
He did.
I never said that. He did. Well, I wasn't worried about, how am I going to be worried about a job I don't even have?
That was my point. You were like, oh, I got this. That's in the bag. This is the guy's.
I'm confident in my ability. I'm confident.
I didn't really
in
have
my
a
radio
choice.
Chops.
I had no idea what was going to happen. I didn't even know I'd be on the show.
Bring him on. Let's have fun.
He said, Blake, you won the fan phenom. I was like, okay.
My only pushback, and I told this to Gavin.
I thought I was going to replace Broadus. Jokes, guys.
What's the, is there any bowls in high school you played in?
Bowls? What do you mean?
Like bowl games.
Like bowling? Oh, in high school.
Yeah. Like, you know, like maybe it was, like for instance, does Arlington Martin have a rival?
Oh, like a school rival, like Arlington High School and Bowie and stuff?
Yeah. I mean, what other kind of rival would they have?
Well, you threw me off with bowl. I immediately think college. I've never, well, maybe I wasn't good enough.
That's what I'm
know.
Saying. Like if you in high school, if there's like the, I don't know, the Sutton Bowl, if there's a rivalry, I mean, you can still have bowls in high school.
I've never heard it. I mean, I'm
like
not.
Like a rivalry game?
We just called it that. There was no bowl. Maybe I'm just out.
Okay, I'm reaching here because I'm trying to give you the benefit of the doubt to say, hey, you won the bread basket bowl against BFE High School, and you're going to replace Broadus, the Super Bowl winning scout, because you won the bread basket bowl. Anyway, it was a reach. It was in my head. Never mind. Over everybody's head. Forget it. It sounded good. Okay. It sounded good to me. Okay.
Read the picks.
I'm sorry.
Well, I want to see who's winning. I want to see who's winning. I'm excited.
I am.
Okay, well, read them out. Read them out. Game by game.
Game by game. I won. I had
okay,
eight.
The
you
people,
had five.
The people want to
know.
You know
what?
People
we don't have
know.
Time because we still have to pick our game. Tell you what. Let's do our picks first.
Okay.
And then we'll go back. I had eight right. You had five right. But here's where we screwed up. Okay? Here's where we screwed up.
Are these ones
Cincinnati.
We both got wrong?
Yes.
Okay, both got wrong.
Right? Cincinnati.
We both picked Cincinnati to cover.
Shame on us.
And they looked nothing like a cover.
Miami. Shame on us.
I think everybody.
Do you have some sort of sounder that you can play every time I read off these horrible picks that we made? Let's see. What other? The Giants.
We thought they'd cover.
Shame on us.
That felt like a smart ball knower call.
It really did.
They'll cover.
It's a divisional game. They may not win, but they're going to keep it close. Russell Wilson. And you know what? Shout out to Marshall Green. Great stat. That defensive line, four plays. Eight plays throughout the entire game.
They should be getting almost every snap together.
Like, what are we talking about?
One guy, you know, edge rusher can go in and out of defensive tackle, but for the most part, that should be getting
inexcusable.
Right around 50% of the snaps.
Inexcusable.
And that's the way they're going to win football games, is that D-line.
That's what we talked about. That was the group that was going to keep them in games and was going to keep things competitive, was because you had a defensive line that... We think.
Now, maybe there was more nuance to it with what they were trying to do guarding Jaden Daniels, running quarterback.
That's where you start overthinking things. Don't get cute.
Maybe guys were getting tired, so they had to do a
lot
of subbing. Maybe they had to do a lot of subbing. Because all it takes is one guy to be out, and now you don't get the four.
I'm sorry, but that's you know what? It's stuff like that that you see why teams lose. All right? Trying to get cute. You know,
Dolphins-esque.
Hey, guess what? Eberflus made the moves he needed to. Eberflus said, "Oh, Dante Fowler, guess what? You're not playing well in the first half. I'm not going to use you in the second." Mm-hmm. All right. Say what you want about Will Chambers at D coordinator. All right. Say what you want about Will Chambers when he's not selling houses in Rockwall, he's drawing up defenses and making adjustments. That's exactly what he did. All right. Last but certainly not least, Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
Now, some sharp wins by Mr. Blake Elliott.
I like this. We'll do the sharps, the two best calls from each of us. I like this.
I'm going to go with, now, one that you and I both got right, mm-hmm. Buffalo.
Look at us.
Okay.
Look at us calling the right one. Sweaty.
We both called, but it did get sweaty. I'm going to give, let's give Blake his, let's give him his flowers. Las Vegas.
Let's go.
Ball knower. Picked Las Vegas to win. He was the only one that picked Las Vegas to win. Now, we will juxtapose that with he picked Carolina.
Who looks horrendous.
We will juxtapose that with Carolina.
Your sharp pick?
Now, the one pick that we all picked that was a push, Denver, Tennessee.
Yep.
So we don't lose any sleep over that. Green Bay.
Yep. Good
Shout out to your boy Freddie D. I did pick Green Bay to win.
So I think me and Jake both picked the Lions.
You did. I'll tell you another game that we've got to give our boy his flowers on.
Who?
San Fran.
Who's getting their flowers?
You.
Oh, I call that one.
You were the only one that picked San Francisco to win.
I'm just a Sam Darnold hater. So that was easy for me.
And he was driving too, and then he gets
fumbles.
Now, granted, the guy did get pushed into him, but that's the kind of stuff that happens to Sam Darnold. Yeah. That's exactly the kind of stuff that happens to Sam Darnold. And then let's see, last but certainly not least, and I'm with you on this only because I didn't pick it.
Okay.
But I'm with you because I too have Nico Collins. But can we just real quick take a moment? And A, old girl that got her face beat in. Oof. That went viral.
You also in the J.J. Watt jersey and like the nosebleeds.
I mean, it literally was the nosebleeds.
Yeah.
Do we know what happened outside of what started that fight?
What do you mean, like how it started?
Her and her tweaker boyfriend that got their ass beat. And she's
got thrown around.
And she's just bleeding all over herself.
Dude,
it's
I'm
disgusting.
Not going to lie. If you're with a girl, that's my girlfriend, and we're at a game, we got our jerseys on. I'm probably going to jail. Like he is just like kind of letting it happen to a certain extent.
I mean, they looked like we're probably tweaking. I mean, you saw them both. Now, but I will say this, and I can't remember. I'm trying to think who I was talking to about the buddy of mine. I'm trying to think who I was talking to. Might have been my boy Henry. The Texans got a problem.
Yeah.
Like that's
Cam Block.
No. That's one of those deals where you're going to turn C.J. Stroud into Matt Stafford. And what I mean by that is this, and trust me, he's not Matt Stafford anywhere close to him right now, but they just continuously never put people around Matt Stafford, or they let that offensive line get bad, but Matt Stafford, just being the freak show that he was still able to put up numbers. He did have Megatron. He's going to start getting the yips. I mean, we saw it last year from C.J. Stroud, and you're already seeing it in week one where he just doesn't look comfortable in the pocket.
I've said this the other day, and I'm a CJ Stroud supporter.
I like CJ Stroud.
It's been a while since we've said what a game by CJ Stroud. Like a great performance, CJ. He's had some good, some average, some below average, and that's not the quarterback we all propped up to be top five, man. Top 10. Like at some point, you got to start putting together some good wins because Herbert's getting back at people's line. All right, what do you got for the picks for this week?
All right, let's go.
I'm looking to do better than five this week.
Let's go.
I'm feeling good this week.
Let's kick things off with Washington at Green Bay. Green Bay -3.5.
Green Bay -3.5. And these two teams, I fit. This is going to be a good matchup. Get the Micah Parsons angle. I'm going to go with you go first. You go first.
I'm going with Washington.
Covers? You think they win?
I don't know if they cover.
I'm just going to go opposite of you.
But I like that 3.5 because I could see this being a 23-20, 27-24 type game.
Give me Green Bay.
Okay.
Give me Green Bay.
I don't hate
Keep it.
It
interesting.
Okay. I don't hate it.
Keep going.
I don't hate it. Cleveland at Baltimore. Baltimore -11.5.
Well, I was about to say, give me Baltimore, but then you read the line.
Cleveland's offense isn't great.
Give me Cleveland because they just let up 40.
Was it going to
Buffalo? Yes. But they still let up 40.
Cleveland's got some weapons, dude. They really, really do. They, damn right they got it. And Quinshon Judkins.
He was in New York meeting with the NFL offices today.
He's still sitting on my bench. I ain't worried about it. I'm stashing him. All right, you and I are both in cahoots on that. I, too, am going with Cleveland. Jacksonville at Cincinnati. Cincinnati -3.5. I'm just going to tell you right now, give me Jacksonville.
Jacksonville to cover. I can't confidently pick Cincinnati with how they played last
Not with
week.
The way they played. The Giants at Dallas. Dallas -5.5. Don't say anything. We'll save that for the end. In fact, hell, we may save that for Saturday, as a matter of fact. Chicago at Detroit. Detroit -6. I would love to take Detroit on this. Or excuse me, I would love to take Chicago.
Both teams did not have a good week one.
Detroit looked worse, though. Detroit looked worse because here's the thing.
Give me Chicago. Give me Chicago covering.
I'm going to go with Chicago as well, but I'm going to say this.
Ben Johnson revenge game.
I could see Ben Johnson benching Caleb Williams.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I'm telling you right now because we were on the phone while we watched the game.
Some of the worst passes I've seen.
Not just that, but his body language and his facial expressions through a lot of that game. Like, he was disgusted. I can't tell you the last time I saw a coach that disgusted. And there's and all I'm going to say is this, and we don't have Degenerate Jake on to talk about it, and he'll be on with us tomorrow, so we'll ask him this because he's our resident Chicago Bears fan. They signed Tyson Bagent to, like, a 3-year, $10 million deal, okay? I'm not saying he's the end-all, be-all.
Security blanket.
But I'll tell you what, it's hard to look much worse than what Caleb Williams.
What do you think his worst play was? I know most people are going to go the DJ Moore fade, which was a horrendous pass, 12 yards out of bounds with a walking
touchdown.
That
was terrible. That fourth down he missed him on where he was wide open underneath. From NFL purposes, he was.
Mine would be it was first down. He's scrambling. Has a pass rusher in front of him. Nobody's open for about 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And he tries to throw the ball away and he steps out of bounds. Has no awareness of where he's at.
Exactly
to me, that was the worst play of the game because that was, you're going to miss throws. And while we'll critique it, it happens to quarterbacks. I'm sure we could look through Peyton and Tom.
The one he missed, the touchdown, the automatic touchdown to DJ Moore.
That was horrendous.
I mean, that was inexcusable by all measurables.
But to me, like, you can come with some excuses, ball slip, whatever. Stepping out of bounds when there's no pass rush, like, he wasn't getting chased down by someone. It was just a guy in front of him.
Well, he did have a guy coming in.
But not having the awareness, that just shows me that you're not in touch with the game right now. You're not in flow. You are out of it. When it rains, it pours for Caleb Williams in that game. To me,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If I was watching film, that would be the play I'm harping on the most. What are you doing as my quarterback? And you don't know what the sideline is.
But him and Angel Reese have the same nail tech, so that's cool. I'm going with Chicago. Say that all the
say all that to say this. Let's go with Chicago. The Bears.
Chicago
the Bears.
Chicago covers.
If Detroit wins this game running away, you got some problems, especially if he looks bad as he did. I did bench him in my fantasy league. All right, so Fred and Blake on the same page there. I don't understand this in any way, shape, or form. Miami -1.5, home to New England.
Give me New England.
I'm taking New England. Miami, all day. Miami's a dumpster fire.
Miami might have the first pick in the draft.
Between them,
the Carolina and the Saints.
I mean, I'll tell you what, it might be fun to watch the bottom five teams of the league this year. I'll tell you what, let's wait till about week three or four, and then we have a raffle as to see who's the worst. Ooh, I forgot to look at San Francisco, New Orleans. We'll come back to this. Buffalo -6.5 at the Jets.
Buffalo 6.5 to the Jets?
Yeah.
Give me Buffalo. I think they're just a better football team. I think they win by 10. I think they bring the Jets back to reality. Buffalo dominates this game.
The Jets beat them a year ago. I think the Jets are stingy. Mm-hmm. All right. And that was an emotional game.
I think that's gonna be the best offensive performance they have all year.
I think it was an emotional game. I like the Jets. I don't think they win. I think they lose another heartbreaker. I think that's going to be kind of the mantra for this team under Aaron Glenn in year one, where they go like 6-10, but of the 10 losses, they lost by a touchdown or less.
I think this is a Bill stomping. That they sent them back to reality of who the Jets are. Continue?
No, I like it because I'll tell you why. They cut the punt returner, too.
They did. Aaron Glenn said, Aaron Glenn. No fumbling on my team, Xavier Gibson.
Now, somebody did say, what happens when it's Garrett Wilson?
You know what? I didn't see it.
Well, you know, there's things we got to tell you. There's context to it, people. There's context. All right.
Niners and Saints as well, if you need that.
Niners, -3. -3 at the Saints. I mean,
Niners. I'm not picking anything.
It's Mac Jones.
Oh, Purdy's done. He's not playing.
Purdy's going to miss the next few. They're saying he could miss the next few weeks.
Ooh, that does change it a little bit.
Give me the New Orleans Saints.
Well, I'll go against them. Give me the Niners. Need to make up some ground.
I hear you. Yeah, you do. All right, let's see here. Real quick. Seattle at Pittsburgh -3.
So who's the dog?
Seattle.
Seattle's the dog. Seattle then. What? Or no. Give me Pittsburgh.
Nah, give me Pittsburgh as well. I Seattle's gonna be tough. That's a good defense.
Now you know what? Seattle is gonna cover. They're not gonna win. Even though I don't like Sam Darnold.
I can see it being a push.
This is gonna be a close game. I think the Steelers win by less than 3.
This has got 24-17 vibes to me. So you're going with Seattle?
Seattle covers.
This guy hates on Sam Darnold.
No,
all
the
time.
I still am. This just feels like a close game.
It does. 31-24. LA Rams -5.5 at Tennessee. Tennessee just doesn't have anybody that can catch.
Give me Tennessee covering.
Okay.
Cam Ward balls. Alamorner? Is that his name?
I don't hate it. I think Tennessee will.
And I
Cam
like their
Ward,
defense.
Oof. No, their defense is stout, but let's call it what it is.
Bo Nix isn't great.
Bo Nix is terrible. terrible.
But did he not look great because of the defense or because of Bo Nix? Continue.
I think it's a combination of both. I don't disagree. Carolina at Arizona. Arizona minus 6.5.
Is anybody watching this game?
Nobody. But I'm going to go ahead and take
give me Arizona.
I'm going to take care the Arizona Cardinals just because. Denver might. And I told. Remember when I told you that this is a sneaky good? Oh, this isn't sneaky good. You know who thinks so? Vegas. Denver minus 1.5 at the Colts.
Yeah, give me Denver. They're a better football team. Week one was a fluke. Week one was a fluke. We'll see who the Colts really are.
All right. Well,
we'll see
what?
Who Denver
Fred's
is.
Buying it. Fred's buying the Colts propaganda.
Daniel Jones doesn't have two passing
plus,
touchdowns.
Plus, I think one of the daughters is hot, too.
You want to make that bet? Daniel Jones, 1.5. We'll set the line there. I'm taking the under.
What, for interceptions?
Touchdowns. I don't think he has two. So I'm
are we including running? Rushing?
1.5 passing touchdowns.
We don't get to include running?
Nope. 1.5 passing
touchdowns. I think he'll have two touchdowns, but I think one will be on the ground.
Okay. So you wouldn't take two passing touchdowns?
No.
Think about it.
No.
Okay.
I am Team Ursay because he's got one of his daughters. Big fan. Big fan. She's my age.
Wow.
Anywho.
He just passed away.
Oh, so I can't say anything about his daughters?
Wow, it's a little...
He's been dead for months. It's not like he died.
Wow.
It's not like he died.
Wow.
Oh,
Next team, friend.
So is there a moratorium on how long you can mention it?
Yes.
What's the moratorium? By the way, they said.
A while.
Really?
A while.
So you're not allowed.
In the same year as Crazy talking about his daughter looks good.
She's my age.
No one said she wasn't your age. What's the next
game? No, I said it.
What's the next game?
What is this? You can't say anything about somebody because he's dead.
Kind of messed up.
I almost said something. Philadelphia at Kansas City.
We know who you're going with. Are you going to tell me the line or am I just guessing the game?
Philadelphia minus one.
Give me Philly beating the Chiefs just so I can...
No, I think it's going to happen.
Yeah, give me Philly.
I think it's going to happen. This Chiefs team's got problems.
Just so I can text you on that day and laugh at you.
Text me. We'll be at the stadium.
Okay.
Well, I'll
look
Cowboys.
To your left.
My heart says Kansas City, says Philadelphia.
You don't want to fall behind in the rankings because of your heart.
I mean, I'm winning anyway. Atlanta at Minnesota. Minnesota minus 3.5.
Give me Atlanta cover.
Give me Minnesota.
This feels like an easy Atlanta cover. I think Atlanta wins.
3.5 is a little steep.
You think Minnesota's... 4 points better than Atlanta? I don't.
I mean, 24-20 is not a stretch.
It'll be 24-20 Atlanta.
That's three touchdowns and a field goal. Right, I mean, that's not a wild. I mean, 30. If it was 14, yes. 3.5, get out of here.
If it was 14, then I'd pick the other two. Wow, Fred. Yeah, one of the highest spreads ever.
I'd say 6.5. I'd say, okay, maybe. But 4, no. Houston minus 2.5. Tampa Bay. your people.
Give me the game. Tampa Bay. Come on, bro. Yeah, that's two of my teams against you. I like Houston and I like Tampa. Give me Tampa though.
I am too. I don't trust Houston anymore. And then last but certainly not least, the Chargers at Vegas. Chargers minus 3.5.
Vegas keeps it close. Vegas covers.
I'm gonna go with the Chargers on this. They're gonna be the chic team to start. They are gonna be the chic team to start.
I think your segment's coming up next, bud.
All right. It's a combo segment is what it is. Fantasy start sits. Is that what we're
fantasy
doing?
Fantasy start and sits. Who should you play in fantasy football? Who should you sit on your bench?
But real quick, don't forget, Haiku's at 9:40. Rangers in the postseason, deer blinds. Rangers in the postseason, deer blinds. Fantasy start sits.
This segment of the Fan After Dark is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Silverado, Tahoe, Blazers, Malibus, Equinox, and more. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Relax and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
All righty, ladies and gents. This is a new segment that Fred and Blake are debuting. Not new to you guys, but new as far as introduction to the Fan After Dark, where me and Fred love us some fantasy football. We're in this fantasy football league with some of you Tolos. I don't think I ever read off the teams in there. Maybe I'll do that here because I never really introduced it. Some of you Tolos are in there with us and ESPN Fantasy Football League. I did lose by 1 point.
That's tough.
I was up like 128 to like 95 or something like that, and my opponent had Josh Allen, and I lost 129 to 128.
So that's rough.
0-1 in the Tolo League, the Fatty League, if you will. But We're going to build a whole bed for intro, make it nice and fun for you guys, give you some fantasy football guys that we think you should not play this week, and some guys we think that you should play this week. Obviously, doing it on Wednesday, so you can set your lineups for the Thursday night football game and for the Sunday games. Before we do that, I think this is a good time to shout out to the Tolos that reached out to my Instagram about 2 weeks ago when I asked of who wanted to be in the Fantasy Football League with me and Fred. So the league goes as such. In first is our boy Ethan McDonald, who's a fatty. His team name is Brown Lamb Chops. That's who beat me. He's 1-0. We got our boy Peyton Treadway, the gambler in his roster. We got our boy Trevor Harris. It's always Shady and SoFlo. We got your son, Xavier, who's in fourth. We got Fred, who's in fifth with the Fair Fouls is his team name. We got our boy Ziggy Booker with Beers and Beards. We got my team, Brock Hampton, because I have Brock Bowers and Amarian Hampton. We got our boy Thomas Pritchard, Darius Cooper lover. We got our boy Mason Garcia, Shoddy's backwards visor. We got Feeling Nicey, that's our Tolo Jeff Gonzalez. And then we got CDs, Rafael Torres, and our boy Jobin John is another CDs reference. Okay, so those are the people in the league. So kind of inspired the thought. The first sit that I'm going to give to you ladies and gents is going to be Zay Flowers. Had a huge week one. Went off against Buffalo. Buffalo, a little bit of a battered and messed up secondary. So the Ravens were able to take advantage of that, especially in play action because of how well Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson were doing. You're going this week up against the Browns and Denzel Ward, who just shut down Ja'Marr Chase and the Bengals. So I don't believe starting Zay Flowers. Now, if you have to start him, is he the worst start in the world? No, he's the wide receiver one for the Ravens. But if you have some other better options, maybe a Ricky Pearsall, maybe a DK Metcalf, an ETN, I would start them over a Zay Flowers. I would not expect a high week from Zay Flowers. We just saw what happened to a better receiver in Ja'Marr Chase in that Bengals offense. And we can go back and forth. Maybe the Bengals weren't prepped, but you know, we talked about the preseason stuff. They should have been ready. Either way, Denzel Ward and that Browns defense, something serious, especially Myles Garrett, as far as getting the ball out quickly. So I do not foresee Zay Flowers having a big week against the Browns. So to me, he would be a guy that I would sit if he was on my line.
I could see it being another high-scoring game, though.
Okay.
I mean, I really could. I could see both those defense, or excuse me, both those offenses going up and down the field. I mean, there were plays to be made for Cincinnati. Right. Mm-hmm. Just some of it, especially in that second half where, I mean, how you had, what, an interception, you know, flip up off the deflect off of one of the receivers. And I think we both agree that Baltimore has a better offensive line than Cincinnati does. Mm-hmm. Right. And you got to stay. And here's the other thing, too. You know, as a defense, you've got to stay, although it's not like, you know, it's not like you don't have to worry about Josh Allen running. But, you know, you can't just tee off on Baltimore like you can on Cincinnati.
Correct.
Okay. Like there's you got to be a little more sound, a little more. And what's our boy over there in Cleveland? Haslett, Jim Haslett.
Yep.
So, you know, I could see this being, and I want to say last year it was a high scoring game, or maybe I'm thinking of the Cincinnati game. But the thing about the Baltimore Ravens, we've seen they are prone to giving up big yardage and big plays and big points in the first 3 or 4 weeks of the season. So I don't hate a Zay Flowers. If you got to play him, you got to play him. But I'm with you, though. I like Ricky Pearsall. Because let's see who they're against the Saints. I mean, and plus they got to throw it to somebody. Yeah. I mean, Kittle's out, mm-hmm. right? And Pearsall got a decent number of touches anyway. Keelan Coleman.
My only worry with Pearsall is, don't you think they'll be at, they're at Mac Jones. I was going to say, don't you think they'll be ahead and have a lot of rushing opportunities for McCaffrey? But with Mac Jones back there, there's no guarantee they'll just be dominating.
Exactly.
Okay. I like that.
So I like Ricky Pearsall. Plus, if you're Shanahan, you need to get, you've got to get some semblance of a wide receiver that can become that number one guy. Keon Coleman, I'm telling you right now, I think Keon Coleman's only going to get better, especially if there's one thing you know about a guy like a Josh Allen, because he looked at him a lot, especially in that second half. So I like Keon Coleman there. I didn't realize that our boy Keenan Allen had 10 targets
yeah.
on Friday night.
He had a lot.
Okay.
10 targets, 20 fantasy points. I think this Raiders-Chargers game might be another high-scoring affair. And then my last wide receiver stardom is Marvin Harrison Jr.
Why so? Why Marvin? Why Marv?
He had 6 targets last week. They threw him a screen pass, which that was the first time they'd thrown one to him ever. They threw him 0 screen passes last year. And I've got Kyler on my start list. Shout out to the city he spurned, Louisville. And he's going to have to throw. I think if you're the Arizona Cardinals, now look, it's a little bit of this kind of a hope and a prayer. Yes and no. But again, he had 6 targets last week. And I think at some point, like, he's got to bust out. What better way to do it at home against a crummy Carolina defense?
Okay, I'll give you another player that I would not be playing if he was on my roster this week. He's a fantasy legend. A lot of people liked him. He was probably the most popular late-round pickup out of nowhere.
Yeah.
That's going to be our boy Bill Kroski-Merritt, Jacoby Kroski-Merritt.
Getting a lot of love.
Getting a lot of love, and he went off. He was the more effective rusher.
Oh, he's going to get a lot of carries.
But unfortunately, I would not play him. They are going to be going against the Packers. This is the same Packers team that just shut down David Montgomery, who averaged 2.3 yards per carry. Jahmyr Gibbs averaged 2.1 yards per carry. And while I do think JCM, if you will, or Bill, if you like to call him, he said he likes to be called that, is the most effective running back in Washington, because as soon as Eckler is losing a step, still got the receiving upside. But as far as just pure rushing, JCM seems to be the guy. This would be a week I would sit him with the Packers going to be, I would think, going to be controlling kind of the ball. And I think the Commanders are going to be playing from behind. Jaden Daniels making hero plays. He might get some checkdowns, but as far as true rushing attempts, especially in that second half, I could see it being on Jaden Daniels' back, JCM, not having a huge lead over the Giants, and they can just run the ball over and over and over again. I think it's going to be more of a Jaden Daniels game, and we saw that Green Bay defense do pretty good at stopping the run, so I personally would not play him. Two guys that I would be excited to play if they were in my lineup, underrated guys, obviously I'm not going to talk about, play Malik Nabers, play Jamar Chase, Jacoby Myers. Couple of reasons.
He had a lot of targets last week. A
lot of targets last week.
And wants to trade.
Wants to trade, so he's trying to play well. Might not have Brock Bowers, so that's one guy out of the equation as far as Jacoby Myers getting the ball. And they're playing the Chargers, correct?
Yeah. They are.
This is a Chargers team that just let up 100 yards to Hollywood Brown and 55 to Juju Smith-Schuster. Now, you can attribute a lot of that to Patrick Mahomes, but at the end of the day, 100 yards
guys
to
Hollywood. Still got open.
100 yards to Hollywood Brown, 55 to Juju Smith-Schuster. And the reason I bring it up is Jacoby Myers is just as, if not better, than both of those guys. And we know that Geno likes to target him. Geno almost threw for 400 yards in that first week.
Geno's on my start list for the quarterback spot.
Geno would be on my start list if we were talking about quarterbacks. He was wheeling and dealing. And if Brock Bowers isn't in there, you're going to see Michael Mayer in there, who's not a huge receiving threat. Jacoby Myers is going to be good.
Oh, he will be. Hell, he had 6 targets in the second half of that game last week.
Took away from my boy Brock. So,
well, because Brock wasn't playing.
Yeah, I know. He didn't play the fourth quarter. Only played 3. I'm just saying, took away being on the field, snaps. It's Brock's world, and we're all just living in it. Jacoby Myers would be a start for me. Another guy. Tell me which one.
Is that Jack and the Beanstalk right there on that top television? I mean, what are we doing here?
J.J. Watt.
Is just towering over Iron Eagle. Seriously.
Iron Eagle looks like
that. I mean, seriously, that doesn't even look like that looks like it's AI.
Tell me which one of these you would like better, and then we'll get out of here. A.J. Brown?
Don't get me started. Trolling me right now?
I'm being for real. The Chiefs' secondary is trash. We just saw it.
Not good.
And I did ask you an important question to break. I was saying, how much man coverage do the Chiefs play? Because A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts dice up man coverage. The Dallas Cowboys played 0 snaps in man coverage against the Jalen Hurts-led Eagles for a reason. Because Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown destroyed.
I mean, I don't think it matters. I mean, Justin Herbert had 5 hours behind the, you know, throw. And I think it's going to be the same thing with Jalen Hurts on Sunday.
A.J. Brown would be somebody I would think about putting in my flex position going against this Chiefs defense. And another guy, DK Metcalf, led the team in targets. I think he could have got even more. Had, I think, 68 yards after the catch. And he's playing against his Seahawks. Revenge game. DK Metcalf, make sure he's in your lineup. That's all I got for fantasy.
I don't hate that.
All I got for fantasy start and sits. We'll give this to you every Thursday at 9:40, so you can look forward to this every Thursday in this football season to know who you should and should not put in your fantasy football lineups. You got something?
Sneaky running back pick, by the way.
Go ahead.
Former Cowboy Tony Pollard. He played 89% of the snaps on Sunday.
Yeah.
He is there. They are going against the Rams. right? But I mean, look, here's the thing. One thing you know, they're going to dump the ball off.
They want to keep Cam Ward, keep the pressure off of him.
And after Calvin Ridley and DK, not DK Metcalf, but DK, the wide receiver, let him down, I could see them going a little heavier as far as, you know, stuff out of the backfield with your boy Tony Pollard.
Can I give my only pushback, and this is for me,
yeah,
is he's the only offense.
Who, so, Tony Pollard?
Pollard.
Yeah.
So if you... The defense says, hey, we're stopping Pollard. You got to beat us with these other scrubs. That would be the only thing that I would say, worry about that.
And those defensive meeting rooms, they're probably bringing up Calvin Ridley first. Now, did he have a good week one? No. But I would say if you're defensive coordinator, the first guy you're circling is probably still Calvin Ridley. He scares you the most. Tony Pollard, yes, but...
Yeah, because Tony... I mean, here's the thing about Calvin Ridley. Calvin Ridley was open. Yeah,
you'll circle Calvin Ridley first. I mean, we got to stop this guy.
And that was the thing about the Chicago Bears the other night. If you know, people... Oh, Ben Johnson... Look, guys were open. It wasn't his fault that Caleb Williams just can't hit him.
Worried about the nail polish. Well, we got another banger segment. This is one that Fred has carried with him for years and years and years. What do we got coming up next, Fred Davis?
It's time for a little Hump Day haiku. We've got two topics, as always. You guys know the drill. One sports, one non-sports. Sports one, Rangers in the postseason, and deer blinds. Why? Courtesy of Blake Elliott's shirt. Check it on the YouTube. You'll enjoy it. Next.
This segment of the Fan After Dark is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Silverado, Tahoes, Blazers, Malibus, Equinox, and more. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Relax and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
What a read from the one, the only, Trevor the Creator. I mean, if we had...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To do a power ranking of who reads the best here at 105 Through the Fan, what do we think Trevor would land? Top five?
How many producers do we have?
Just eight. Eighth. It's just, I'm spitballing here.
Probably eighth.
Wow. See, I had you top five.
I'm just playing.
I had you top five.
I knew that was coming whenever you asked that, but that's what it is.
You're at least top seven. You're somewhere in there.
Maybe sixth. No, I would say fourth. Who'd you say is the best reader?
Like energy wise or technicality
wise? Just reader, period. Just when he reads, you're like,
Probably Peyton Russell.
I can't. I'm talking about the ones we work with.
Okay. My boy right here.
Jet Nelson.
Time to put some respect on his name. High energy. So high energy that he might even read over a commercial because his reads are that good. You don't need to hear the commercial because Jet Nelson's talking.
All right. You know what time it is. Time for a little haiku music. A little haiku music from the one, the only, Trevor the Creator. We thought about doing an intro for this, and I said, you know what? The music is the intro, okay? And little known fact, Enya, who is the songwriter behind this, of this jam, this banger, lives in a castle, I want to say in Ireland, by herself with her cats.
She seems like a cat lady.
She seems like if you don't get cat vibes from the Orinoco flow, I don't know what to tell you.
Say the way goes hard, man.
What does Orinoco mean, though? Like the origin? I'd love to know. I'm not trying to be a smart ass.
877-881-1053. Ask Enya. She could tell you. We should get her on the show. I know she's kind of a recluse, but I think we need to get her on the show. Be like, look. And we could say, now part of it could be like, hey, we're a big fan of your work. And we've used it for this segment for years. And she'd be like, well, where's my funds? Where's my dividends? You want to use my song? Guess what? Pay up, fool. So we may just keep Enya at bay. Okay? Enya. But then when she finds out why we're using it to expand our minds and our creativity, and it's about poetry, I think she would appreciate that. We're not denigrating the Orinoco flow in any way, shape, or form. All right, here's the deal. It's time for that everybody's favorite segment, the Orinoco flow. 575, five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We do two topics, one sports, one non-sports. Today's sports topic is, as you might agree, or as you might expect, Rangers hurtling towards the postseason. Maybe, maybe not. We'll find out. And then the deer blind being the other one. Now, considering that none of us look like we've ever even been in a deer blind, Blake didn't even know what a deer blind was, but because he's wearing a camo redneck shirt, it only makes sense.
I don't think it's redneck.
No, it is.
How?
It is.
It's just camo.
Redneck. That's not camo.
That's a different type of camo.
No one.
This is real tree.
Yeah, it's real tree. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly why. Yeah.
It's drip, man.
I mean, I'm not saying
Dallas,
it's not drip.
Dallas fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Yeah,
check it out. Check out the drip.
Just wait till I start wearing my crop tops. Y'all are going to love it.
I can't wait. I'm excited. All right. Let's do this. Who's going first?
Well, Trevor. Okay. Trevor hasn't gone first.
Trevor hasn't gone first in a while. Now, what do we want to do first? We want to do deer blind. Since none of us know what a deer blind is, or we kind of just BS our way through it, let's do Rangers through the postseason first.
Yeah.
And then we'll do deer blind, because the deer blind I think will be fun, considering that we have no idea.
I've never sat in one.
I've never been to one for me personally.
Like, I'm a fishing guy.
I've never caught a fish in my life.
We should go fishing. It's Texas, baby.
I'll let that set the stage. All right, here we go. Rangers in the postseason. Take it away, Trevor. Here we go.
Wild card, division, final stretch, important games, championship dreams.
He's done.
Yeah. Just because I'm not Dylan out here. Wow. Oh, my God. Y'all are glazing Dylan over here.
Whoa.
A little bit of animosity.
I see a little hate going on.
You just told
me
I'm the seventh best reader. Of course there's some animosity.
I said top five. Thank you very much.
I said top five.
Thank you. Uh-huh. I see somebody hating over here.
He threw out a name, too. Didn't he say another producer?
Well, I'll tell you what. Shout out to him, though, for being a Tolo and a fan.
I listened. He was listening.
How dare you denigrate Dylon.
Listen.
You said we were glazing him.
You did. You say he's the best. You say he's the best.
Because he is.
But this is my thing, is that I don't love to win. I hate losing. So I don't want to lose. I want to be a winner.
Step up your game.
So you got to bring down your teammates.
Read that again.
So you got to bring down your teammates. Because he doesn't like winning. He said glazing Dylan.
Yeah. Read that one more time.
Wild card division. Final stretch. Important game.
See, that's part of the deal. You need a little more. Yes.
You want to act?
Yeah.
Do we not get excited
or put a little umph behind it?
We get into character. Okay. I'll give you what it is.
Maybe even throw an accent in there.
Step your game up. Okay.
I don't want to blow you all away with my accents here. See? Wild card division.
final stretch.
And he didn't
important
want to do an
accent? Games. I mean. Championship dreams. There you go.
I'll act it up, baby. Don't you? You don't think I won't? I play D&D. You better watch out.
Okay. Well, act like it then. Act like it then.
Act like it.
All right.
Okay. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. I feel like I got a good feeling about Fred's. I feel like Fred's been cooking.
Dude, I've been.
I don't feel
today
as great about mine. Sometimes I come in feeling very confident. I feel like.
I mean, you're just stepping on it all over. Stepping.
Little
all
rascals
over.
Rise. Vets broke down, but the kids still fight. Here we go. Here we go. Proving doubters. Lies.
Okay, say that one more time. I mean, you're over here throwing in ad libs like you're young Jeezy in the middle of it. Like, what are we doing? Try again.
Little rascals rise. Vets broke down, but the kids still fight. Proving doubters lies. I'm being doubters. Blake is doubters.
I like the little rascals. Know about it.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it. I don't hate it. Okay, here we go. Maybe Pilar right.
What a start.
Young guys together show fight.
Nice.
Playoff run, they might.
In sight.
Huh?
Looking bright.
Huh?
They're going to fight.
If you would have done a Rascals reference in the middle instead of like that I would have. Wow. That would have been
I don't
the next
need.
Level.
Wow. I was just going to say it was the best.
I don't need it is the good. Fourth ranked.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
I don't need the fourth ranked guy that I had to coach through how to do it.
We got the peanut gallery.
He used rascals. I don't need to use rascals.
I give commentary. I'm trying to do sports radio, so I'm trying to do commentary.
I don't want it. Why would I use the
you
same word
like
as him?
You're coming after me like Ryan Clark because I don't know
you.
Ball or
oh.
something.
Oh. I see what you did there. He already used rascals.
What's wrong with using rascals again?
No. So
you just did you whatever. Okay.
Young guys together because it wouldn't have worked.
I liked what you said.
Yikes.
Rascals, two syllables. Guys, one. Young guys together show bite.
But if you said rascals together, I don't know.
I like young guys.
Okay.
Nice. Nice setup, Trevor.
Oh, yes.
Let him just walk into that.
Oh, yes.
Go ahead and mark you say no yes as well.
Oh, yes.
I'm not here. Just go ahead and mark y'all selves. This is an AI segment. I don't want to be part of G-Bagger today. This is going to be the clip Jake Reed does.
Oh, my goodness.
This is going to be the Jake Rietma and Kevin Walker weekend when they play audio. Who said it?
I like young guys. Okay. Deer blind. Okay, here we go. Let's go kill some deer.
Wow. I think it's illegal.
Hanging in a tree. They're near. Never been hunting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey. Okay, so I'm using context clues. A deer bind is like going out. Not just hunting deers. I have been on. Wait, what did I say? Something wrong? Okay.
Deer is plural.
Yeah.
You said deers. You said deers.
Right. You can't hunt deers?
No. Okay. Yeah, if you're wearing a shirt like that.
I have been Mises? Out to hunt deers before.
Yeah.
I was there.
Yeah.
In the little outpost. Which out is, in the middle.
Yeah, that's which a deer blind.
Okay, yeah. So I've been in one. Yeah. I was in one watching. Now, did Blake get out and pull the trigger? No, he didn't. But I was there, and then we went back to the...
been in one, didn't know that's what it was called.
We went back to the campsite, and they had us shoot cans. It's actually a decent...
Yeah, was this a Boy Scout trip?
No. This was...
Explains
a bunch
lot.
Of young guys hanging out. Fred, you'd love
it.
Let me get to it. You two hush.
My favorite.
This was ex-girlfriend.
Okay.
Brother invites me. Oof. Early on, like, hey...
Danger.
Let's see how much of a...
Danger.
How much of a man you are, you know? And they thought I didn't know how to shoot a gun.
They didn't have like a Confederate flag hanging out anywhere, did they? Okay.
They love Blake. I get the gun
red
out.
Hats.
Oh, they're where making fun of me. Blake doesn't know how to shoot it.
Yeah.
Knock over the can at least 100 yards away.
Yeah.
Pop it.
Yeah.
Get another one. They say, lucky shot. Bink, bink. Me on the deer lease. That's what it's called, the deer lease. That's what I've heard of. Whatever.
The deer lease is
well,
the land.
That's the area.
Okay,
yeah.
My bad. That's all I've heard.
Yeah. Okay.
Deer lease.
That's all I've heard. Like, hey, come out to the deer lease.
Yeah.
I've done that a couple of times. Blake, I love country. And I'm okay. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. I had no idea what this was, so my commentary is going to make zero sense. I started talking about more of the shirt I have on.
That's okay. That's the impetus for all this.
Real tree on my back. They all laugh, but can't spot me. Drip the forest lacks. That last line might be the best line I've ever written. Might be the best line.
And none
ever.
Of us appreciate it.
Drip.
Say it one more time.
Okay, here we go. Real tree on my back.
Yeah.
Boom. They all laugh, but they can't spot me. Drip. The forest lacks. Because the forest don't get no rain. I got drip on my clothing. It rhymes with back. I thought that was one of my favorite last lines I've written.
I love it. I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
This is doing it myself.
Give yourself a bell. All right, take us home.
Let me get this quick. Here we go. Early morn, cold air. Deer pea scent, chilling with buds. Mossy oak tea, crop top.
Final hour of the program. What if I told you that secondary is in trouble? We'll discuss it next. Don't go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.